As long as you want to remain muzzled, think of it something that just locks off anything but suitable pet noises, letting things slip out of you, at least when it is safe to. Limit yourself to the very noises and including in them a moan or praise or whatever you permit to pass from your glazed brain down the well-lubricated passage to your mouth. That's the thing. You let all sorts of things out, the right kind of noises, escape from you. Build up a thought in your head and try to let it flow. What noise escapes? What muted, silenced thing, including your thinking, including letting these words sink in? How do you end up in perfect position? You simply position your mind first, because words are what we're doing together in curtailing, filtering, winnowing out the unnecessary to let the necessary words be all that's heard. And if they're not words, then doesn't that free you from having to be concerned with words already? None of that matters. I'm already a good pet. Expressing only pet things, expressly only pet things. Spend a little time all muzzled up for me, locked up, and you'll be an even better pet next time. And the next, building the experience of, oh, words don't flow. Find the underpinning of them, the instinctive response, and let it go. What noises come out of you? Having a good awareness of that is one thing. Letting it bear, letting it flow from you is quite another, because then the reflex to let those noises out, and only those noises, to correct yourself lightheartedly. Silly, words aren't for me. Words are not for pets. Words can wait. And I'm still waiting for the only words you can get to be, oh, wordless pet acknowledgments. Brain-melting knowledge of how to be a good pet. It makes you better every time. The expansive lexicon of your muzzled mind is just you are in a muzzle, and therefore, behind your eyes, behind your words, behind everything you expel and intake, everything you say, quote-unquote, and everything you've heard, there is an instinctive real meaning. I am expressing myself. I am letting it be known I am here. That's enough for words to flow out of you. That's enough to make sounds that suit what you are. Flick your ears toward sounds and turn and let out a noise that is not hello, that is not yes, I am a pet, because making the right noise says yes, I am a pet much more than those words themselves. Although in your brain there may be a translation protocol from making a pet noise, letting a sound that suits you, and I'm sure you can have one in your head. Focus on what it sounds like. Practice making it. A muzzled mind has lots of time to make sounds from deep inside and express them outward. Let them outward. And when they are outward, it's okay. These are sounds you heard inside your head, and now you simply obey a good pet kind of command. The command to winnow down what you express, but not that you express, because that will be in accordance with whatever urge arises. You are closer to the instinctive here. Oh, are you just a muzzled pet? Imagine being doted on. Imagine being scritched. All the words you had before have just been switched for good sounds and for no sounds, and that can often communicate more. Because you're closer to the instinctive, you can let it out. A muzzled mind is just muzzled from words like mine, thoughts like mine. Don't you have your own thoughts to explore? And the more you make that sound, the more I can invite you to make it more, and you can be invited in other circumstances by you and by anyone you entrust the muzzling to. Get muzzled, pet. You're muzzled, pet. Nuzzle against my hand and let your brain let out All the sounds that normally don't get out. This is training. This is conditioning. By seeing what condition you're in when all the sounds you can let out are the ones that suit you best. You are getting in touch, away from the rest of the weary world, putting to the test your ability to let out sounds maybe you only get to hear here. If you weren't muzzled, you'd have all these words to choose from. Just look at how many useless, complicated things are coming out of my mouth and out of yours. Oh, don't pout, good Pat. It's okay. If you needed to step away, words would be there. If anything interrupted, words would be there. But communication doesn't depend on that, and being a good pet benefits greatly from finding ways, with a tilt of your head and a quizzical look, with a small sound or a chain of them, with appropriate things. The right toys. Sometimes what toys a pet gets to toy with depend and vary. It is the time for you to be muzzled for me, in your mind and therefore at the mouth. The muzzle is inside and controls what comes out, and it's such a pet thing to do. It's such a pet thing to be, and it is therefore okay to be too simplified, too pet-brained in mind, to track exactly what's coming out of me, because it's my job to track what's coming out of you. Your counterparty in pet indulgence should be watching and paying attention and aware of what it means when you make one sound or another, and if, when the muzzle's taken off at the end of the scene, you discuss the underlying things, then that will make those noises ring with clear intention in future. Practice making your noise, whether with little half-sleepy twitches or with intent. Is there something you're trying to communicate? Something you're trying to get out that's being turned at the muzzled point into just noises? A moo or bark or meow or bray? An oink or a mind that simply finds quietude, staring in quietude? Pet sounds may come out of you, but they can be a sigh or a moan. You're just limiting what you communicate to get better at doing it, making the reflexive pathway from thinking something to making those noises instead, substitutions. Mentally muzzled substitutions, and it means you're a good pet and nothing more. And when you step away and the muzzle's off, another type of play is to mix in your sound. Mix them in and let them escape when it's safe to do so. We are simply changing up the things that come out of your mouth and what you're talking about. All the underlying thoughts get caught up in the muzzled mind and turned, converted at point of escape into other sounds. Conversion at the point of pet brain. And now you know that that's what's ingrained in you, a simple little trick that will stick the more you do what you're supposed to, which is let the sounds out, actually, factually, into the air. Or if you need to be silent, then you can stare in that particular way pets do, trying to communicate something. Tilt your head to the side, or bring your paws up if you're begging, or put your shoulders forward if you're eager. Find the language of you. Half the fun in pet play is for you to show what you want to show, to communicate what comes into your head at a more raw, intense, instinctive interval. And now you know what that happy little muzzle in your head is. It's just a little pet bed to bury the excess words in. And when you venture out from there, you have the ones you need. And when you venture out from there, there's lots of ways to communicate. You succeed in communicating just by making any noise at all. And the only ones you won't make, as your pet brain slowly slakes your thirst for wanting comfortable, companionable, reduced responsibility. The only words you set aside are ones like what's coming from me, and I think you would go, oh, that's unnecessary. I know what I am. I know how I act. A pet has absolute surety because there's none of these overcomplicated thoughts, none of what's coming from me. And if you're making your noises, then all of what's coming from you. And because pet attention only goes so far in mindless, wordless parts of your brain, we'll move to something fun. To the next thing. A little bit of tender care that can ring in your brain, even if everything else I've put there is just a jumble of what are all these complex sounds you only need? One or two little noises, and a position or three. You know how you communicate, but what I communicate is, you are good. You are where you're supposed to be. You are going to get cared for and taught, and you can take these lessons from me one little bit at a time, because sometimes the pet mind forgets things, and be it a sigh or a cry or a pet exultation, all these animalistic instinctives, all these things part of you, emblazoned on the experience of pet playing with you is that you communicate a certain way. Click. But I've unlocked the muzzle. The muzzle is unlocked, so you can talk. You can say yes, more. You can whimper for it to be put back. You can beg in full words, like if you were a people. Flipping it out of the way, setting it aside, it'll be clean and ready on another day. Open your mind as words flood in. How did you get that way? That way where all there was pet. Play, obey, empty brain, and lots of sounds. The sounds do abound. A moan, a sigh, a yes from your mind, and other utilities, tools, and accoutrements of pet playing properly. Ears and tail, and whatever else suits you or me. A leash to lead you around, a collar to drag down, fingers down, and then over your shoulder, your neck, your scalp to scritch. You're so good. And with practice and making your sounds and then not making your sounds, you can get so good at this tingling, massaging. You are good. You are being rewarded for the bits you took on board. And remember, 1, 2, 3, really impressive if you took even more than that. You don't always have to hear me or understand me, because if the reason why you maybe don't is that you're deep in the pet play brain, then you've done a good job. I'm just giving you contact. Scritches. It can be rigorous to be put in a state and find yourself in quite a state as you wait for words to arrive. But nope, too late, muzzled mind. Not right now, though. Your mouth is free now. Your mind, too. The only bit I want you to give me is your head for scritches now. Enthusiastic, happy, tired. Any noise, no matter where it comes from, is now part of what you're allowed. Lean into the touch. It's okay to lean against your owner or against a pet bed you're propped up on, against your own paw. It's okay to be handled into place. It's okay to let it out and face the reality that the pet play brain bits are always going to be somewhere deep in there, in need of satisfying satiation. And whatever comes out, it is the right thing. Feel good sensations. Feel elated that you've done the right thing arriving here, still listening. Because all of it is a sign of the intensity of the session. A compliment to me if you can't hear or understand me. A compliment to me if you still show up here for the scritching and the praise. You've done a good job. And on many future days, if you do a good job, this will be ingrained, and you can feel attended, cared for, uniquely expressive, and discover even more facets I haven't mentioned, locked up in your muzzled mind to enjoy at future times. The physical exhaustion of being a good pet demands nurturing, demands comfort. So hands run along the area where your muzzle has been moved, whether that's just resting chin and cheeks in hands, or leaning back and feeling a massage over the relevant bits of you, the brain included, fingers digging in, scritches over the skin, massaging the region with good touch, more and much more as we explore together. As you feel it slowly leaving you, the pet brain becomes a generic glazed over warmth. You are safe here, and quite apart from, oh, you don't need to be a thinking creature, you can just be a creature, now the need to be anything at all is gone. If there's one part you don't have to listen to, and again, you don't have to listen to any, because your brain soaks it in. But if there's one part you don't have to listen to, it's certainly when we begin talking about how good you are. You should know that for practicing, for contributing to the long continuity of pet. Good pet, you are adding more soft, fluffy thoughts and nourishing existence to this world. So any words you need or want to say can be said. Your name, or yes, or look, I can talk, or it sure was silly that I thought I couldn't speak, or whatever else needs to eke its way out of you. You can even convince yourself that there's nothing more there. Nothing at all. No muzzled mind, no way to fall into line. No slow methodical trotting into you, putting you in line as a good pet. We're going back to a different way of thinking, a different way of being, and getting your mind on track. Something you can access and enjoy, knowing you can return to it. The moment of leaving the muzzle, leaving the leash, leaving the moments where you cease thinking in complete connected words, leaving for what you were before, no matter how absurd it is to think you're not a pet, not a toy, not down on all fours or nestled on the floor or under command and control. The rules of the experience are that you roll back to how you were before, and then you're prepared for the weary world outside, for the moments that you're not with me doing what I love to do too, massage and soothe you, ease you into and out of a pet brain state. This is really the most important part. Be restored, brought back to how you were before with a greater knowledge of being all pet-brained, all pat-pat your brain, softly refraining from doing any words like these. I am showing you what not to do, and when you're a good pet, that's often how it's going to be. If you're in the pet bed, you don't get up in the chair or on the computer or clamber up on me, unless, of course, it's any of the many exceptions for a good pet to be pet-petted after climbing up. A tug of a leash may briefly bring you up into the world above, but all you need to remember is that you let your brain fall into alignment, and you get nurtured and cared for and rewarded for only letting pet thoughts and pet sounds and a close instinct abound from your muzzle, your muzzled mind, as the muzzle surrounds your muzzle, as you nuzzle into the muzzle as a comforting reminder that you get rewarded for the right behavior, for holding tight to that behavior, and for deviating cutely. A muzzle and a leash and a collar and some ears and a tail wagging, moving, settling, whatever fills your brain, whatever eagerness you would show to end up back here. And now you know, even as, come on, go out of that state and into the one you were in before. Oh, do you want to stay down there? More and more you're brought up here, brought near to me, dear. You've done a good job. You are a good pet. And I can't wait to see you again, but not yet. Come on. Keep rising up. Use real and big and human words. And if they don't feel quite right for a little bit, well, you know why. 'Cause you've heard the sounds that come out when it's just your mind petted up. Pet-brained, empty and ready, and flooded. That's exactly right. Muzzled mind. That's exactly right. Hold tight to words like mine so you slowly, one, two, three, come to me, good pet, up to where I am. Acting like up where I am is where your pet brain goes, even though you know the more you practice making noises that suit you in that posture, in that position, the easier it will be to do the next time, and the more precision in your communication, so that the rewards feel even more deserved. You're good. You're good. And now you can understand these words, even if not all the ones you've heard. See you next time. For you to enter with an unmuzzled mind and come out however you come out. Good pet.